بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال المؤلف رحمه الله وترك البدع والمؤلف إمام أحمد رحمه الله وترك البدع اجتناب البدع والحذر منها قال الشارح وهو الشيخ ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله وكذلك من الأصول وترك البدع and he says also from the أصول of أهل السنة is that you leave off innovation اجتناب البدع اجتناب is more than ترك ترك is just to leave off the بدعة but اجتناب is to turn away from the بدعة لأن البدع فيها الهلاك because innovation in it there is destruction وهذه الفرق وهذه الفرق التي وقعت في البدع توعدها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنها كلها في النار and these فرق these groups that which have fallen into innovations توعدها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he has warned them these groups that they will be all in the fire And he has warned them, threatened them, that they will be in the fire. And just as a point of benefit, the word bid'ah, many people don't know what the word bid'ah is. There's two types of bid'ah. There's bid'ah in the deen and bid'ah in the dunya. We are not talking about the bid'ah in the dunya. Bid'ah in the dunya, before they had camels, now they have cars. Not talking about that. We're talking about the bid'ah in the deen. And bid'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran. He said, Allahu badi'u samawati wal ard. Allahu badi'u samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the originator, the one who invented, the one who originated the heavens and the earth. So nobody preceded Allah in that. In the creation of the heavens and the earth. No one preceded Allah. So he used the word bid'ah. Allahu badi'u samawati wal ard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word bid'ah again in another verse where he said, قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ Say, O Muhammad, that you are not a new thing, you're not someone new in terms of the messengers. Your call is one, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا عِبُدُ اللَّهُ وَشْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ We have ordained, or we have sent to every nation a messenger, and their call is, worship Allah and keep away from the false deities. So the word Bid'ah again is used here, but here it means the Rasul ﷺ is not bringing something new in his da'wah. So the word bid'ah means something new, something invented. And there are two or more of the scholars that the ulama mention the definitions, yani from the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, the likes of Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah in his I'tisam. He mentioned the word bid'ah, he explained it to be. He said, "Al-bid'atu idan tariqatun fi din muhtara'ah." He said, "Bid'ah is therefore a way that people take in the religion, which is invented, muhtara'ah, ikhtira'. Wahuwa shay nam tudahi sharia, which is similar to the legislation. Tries to be similar to the legislation. Yuqsadu biha at-ta'abbud ila Allah, and the person who does this seeks." To worship Allah by doing it. So he's trying to bring it as part of the deen, but it's not from the deen. And another one that the scholars mention is Imam al-Tartushi rahimullah has got a book called Al-Hawadith wal-Bid'ah. Al-Hawadith wal-Bid'ah, newly invented matters and innovation. And in there he said, Aslu hadihi al-kalima min ikhtira'. Similar wording, the foundation of this word is invention, something invented. Wahuwa shay'un yuhdath min ghayri aslin sabaq. And it is something which occurs without a previous foundation. Without a previous asl that can be traced back to it. Like the Prophet's birthday, they didn't do it. So it's bid'ah. People are doing it now. Rasul Sassim didn't do it. The Sahaba didn't do it. And they are doing it now. In order to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 365 days a year. Not just one day a year. Remember his seerah? The whole year. Not just one day a year. And the Rasul himself said, whoever, a man came to him, and he said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, he came to him and he said, He said to him, "Can I fast on Monday?" And the Rasul said, "Why not? That is the day that I was born. Huh? That is the day that I was born." And he, I can't remember the rest of the narration, but he said that was the day I was born. And Allahu A'lam, in another narration anyway, it says the day that the actions are taken up by Allah, yani on the Monday and Thursday, in the other wording. But the day he was born, so one of the Mashayikh, Shaykh Al-Albani, he said, so if you want to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you love him, then fast on that day, because that is what is legislated. He was born on that day. He didn't say go and worship, go and celebrate. He said he agreed to the person to fast. So fast on that day if you love him. But Shaykh Al-Albani says you find many people, they neither follow the Sharia and they do that which is bid'ah. So neither do they fast. Most of the Ummah don't fast on a Monday. And most of the Ummah, unfortunately, have fallen into celebrating his birthday. So neither do they do that which he's supposed to do, nor do they, and they also fall short in falling into bid'ah. So the word bid'ah, we must know exactly what bid'ah is. The definitions are very important. Imam al-Tartushi, rahimahullah, what did he say? He said, "Aslu hadhihi al-kalima min ikhtira', wa huwa shay'un yuhdath min ghayri aslin sabaq wa la mithal ihtudiya." Similar to what Shatibi said, not an example can be given of it. "Wa la mithal ihtudiya," because it didn't happen before, it's new. "Wa la ulifa mithluh," nor anything like it occurred. So this is bid'ah, innovation. No proof for it. It's new. And all of it is dalala. Kullu bid'atin dalala. Shaykh Rabi' Abu Dhabi says, لِأَنَّهَا سَلَكَتْ سُبُلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The groups which are being threatened by the fire, they followed the path of the devils. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنَّهَا ذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهَ. And this is my straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. And do not follow the other paths, for they will lead you astray from his path. They will deviate you from his path. And notice, he said his path is singular. The Sirat al-Mustaqim is one way. Shaykh Rabi wrote a book called Jama'a Wa'ida La Jama'at. The Jama'a is one Jama'a, not many. In refutation of Abdul Hamid al-Khaliq, said there's one Jama'a, not many. So all of these newly invented groups, they are from the Jama'at Al-Mudulla, Al-Dalla, the misguided groups. How you know? Because they weren't there at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there weren't sects and groups and parties. It was just the jama'ah, him and the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. After that, the groups and parties came. When they killed Uthman radhiyallahu anhu in his own house, when they killed Ali radhiyallahu anhu, the Majusi, he killed Umar al-Khattab while he's praying Salat al-Fajr. So groups and parties came afterwards. It didn't come at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was no jama'ah tabligh. If you ask Jama'at Tabligh, what is your proof for your Jama'ah for 40 days? They have no proof. What is your proof for going out 4 months in a lifetime? No proof. Except they will say, as one of them said to Albani, Shaykh Al-Albani, he said to him, the hadith of the man who killed 99 men, this is our proof. What is the proof in that then? He said, because you have to leave a bi'a fasida, a corrupt area, and you must go to a good area. So we are leaving a bit of fasid and we're going to a corrupt area. But it's not the case. They go from a corrupt area to another corrupt area. Mm-hmm. And it's not the reality is not true. From one corrupt area, they say, no, what we mean is the masjid. We're going from outside, we go to the masjid. But Rasulullah ﷺ didn't call the people just to stay in the mosque and eat and sleep and whatever. This is what wasn't part of it. His da'wah was part of his everyday life. When he meet people, his da'wah was there. It's not just inside the mosque. Inside the mosque for the salawat, na'am. For the ibadat and for the durus, na'am. But they don't teach that which is ilm and nafi'. They don't teach that. Because they don't, what you don't have, you can't give. So they don't teach the people how to believe in Allah. They don't teach the people Allah's beautiful names and attributes. Rather, the aspects of aqeedah and usul, they say we don't go into. For their da'wah is fada'il a'mal. Fada'il a'mal was not the da'wah of the anbiya. The anbiya, they call to usul, tawheed, first and foremost, and then after that, the fada'il a'mal, of course, comes afterwards. The good manners and so on. It doesn't come first. If someone has good manners and has wrong aqeedah, this is dangerous for him. if he's upon shirk and bid'ah, and how many years has Jama'at Tabligh been present, and still يعني, they didn't change much of the shirk and bid'ah that occurs in India and in Pakistan where their leader emanated from. Rather, they themselves in their own area, they have يعني, people visiting and calling upon and doing all forms of bid'ah in their own area of India, and some of them falling into shirk, and other than that, calling upon and seeking blessings from the dead. And one of the scholars said, why do they call their masajid Masajid al-Nur, except that they seek blessings from those that they have been buried, either near the grave, near the masjid itself, or inside the mosque. They don't speak about these affairs, because they say these affairs split up the ummah. Subhanallah. This is the affair of your deen, ya akhi. Tawheed, shirk, the greatest of all sins. Yani, the most dangerous of all sins, destructive. So they don't call about to that. They don't call to tawheed. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidh Allah says, "Khatta Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam khattan mustaqiman." Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew a line in the ground, and he said, "Hada siratullah." This is the path of Allah. Thumma khatta an yaminihi wa an shimalihi khututan. Then to the right and left he drew other lines. هذه السبل. These are the other misguided paths. على كل سبيل شيطان. And upon every سبيل, شيطان is a شيطان. يدعو إليه. وعلى كل سبيل شيطان يدعو إليه. Why didn't we say شيطان? Does anyone know? Why don't we say شيطان? Because I said it first of all, but it's a mistake. Why don't we say that? It's ممنوع من الصرف. Huh? That which ends in alif and noon, like Ramadan. Huh? تعبان, شعبان, شبعان. Huh? شيطان. For upon every سبيل, there is a شيطان calling to it. Huh? So if you have your book with you, or photocopy it from the brothers, follow. And that way, inshallah, you can put the tashkids in where it needs to be put. هذه السبل على كل سبيل شيطان يدعو إليه. A devil calling to it, calling to his, this path. فمن ترك الصراط, so whoever leaves off this صراط المستقيم, this straight path, في عقيدته وعبادته أو فقهه أو ما شاكل ذلك سلك طريقا من هذه الطرق التي على كل واحد منها شيطان يدعو إليه. So whoever leaves the Sirat al-Mustaqim in Aqidah and in his worship or his understanding or other than that, then you'll find him following the path from the paths of Shaitan that is calling to it. So upon all of these misguided groups is a Shaitan calling to it. Subhanallah, Shaitan calling to this, to these groups. فالحذر, he says, be warned. Al-Hadar. من البدع والضلالات. Be warned from innovation and misguidance. وقد حذر منها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he warned against these misguidance. Look, one of the mashayikh, he mentioned a beautiful faida. He said, Subhanallah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم warned about the groups before, they're not even present in his time. These groups, not the splitting hasn't occurred, but the seriousness of it, he's saying, don't fall into these misguided groups. Like Jama'at al-Ikhwan, Jama'at al-Takfir. Don't fall into these misguided groups. He's afraid for us. And he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said, I'm like the one trying to hold you by your waist away from the fire, but you are getting the better of me. You want to go to the fire because the fire looks beautiful. On the outside, you got the glitters, the amusements, the... Nah. As the Prophet said, when he went on a night journey, he saw the hellfire, he saw paradise. When he saw the hellfire, he says, I fear that no one will want to enter it. And it's true, no one wants to enter the fire. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fire burning itself. That's how hot it is. No one wants to enter it. But when he saw that it was surrounded by glitters, he said, I fear that people would fall into it, would go into it. And in paradise, he said, when he saw it, yani, everybody wants it. But when it's surrounded by hardship, he said, I fear that nobody, yani, not many will enter it. But each one will get its fill. Paradise will have its fill and hellfire will have its fill. Hellfire will be full and it will continue to say, Hal min mazid. Is there more to come? Until Ar-Rahman, out of his mercy, will put his foot over the hellfire and it will say qat qat, enough. And Shaykh Ubayd Hafidullah says from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his justice, is that he will create, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a people to serve the people of paradise. He will create a creation that will serve the people of paradise. But he will not create a creation for the hellfire, because nobody enters the hellfire unless he's tested and he fails the test. This is out of Allah's mercy. وَحَذَّرَ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيْضًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. The Prophet ﷺ also not just warned against innovation, but also the people of innovation. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَلَى قَوْلَ اللَّهُ, and he recited the statement of Allah, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent down to you, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ, from it are ayat, are verses that are muhkamat, that are clear. Hunna umul kitab, and you also find the umul kitab. The Surah Al-Fatiha is called umul kitab. Wa ukhra mutashabihat, and the other verses are the mutashabihat, the verses which are not so clear, that need the muhkam to understand. Many of the ahl bid'ah, they use ayat mutashabihat, those verses that are not clear. They delve into the unclear verses, or they cut the verse and they don't finish the end of the verse, or they don't mention the beginning of the verse. So they delve into these ayat al mutashabihat. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. So as for those who have a deviation in their heart, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهِ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ. So they follow that which is the mutashabih. They follow the doubtful. The ayat that on the outset they look doubtful, but in reality they are taken back to the muhkam, the verses which clarify them. But what they do is they try to pick and choose, cut and paste from these verses, and they build a dome around it. This is their aqidah, based upon doubtful verses which are not so clear, which need clarity. Why do they do it? Ibtigha al-fitnah. They seek to cause fitnah, problems, trials and tribulations. This is why they do it. وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ, and seeking يعني, to understand it in that which they do. يعني, ابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ, according to their own understanding and according to their own whims and desires. Many people, نسأل الله السلامة, أهل البدع, you find them, what do they do? They first make the principles and then they look to find where is there a verse that coincides with what I'm saying. So for example, you may find somebody who speaks against Sahaba, or I found somebody who said this from the Salaf time. A'udhu billah. Is that true? Is he from the Salaf al-Salih? Or just something that you just... This is not right. And not everyone from the Salaf is going to be correct in all matters. Someone may make a mistake. We don't follow them in that mistake. So look, subhanallah, ibtigha'a fitna wa ibtigha'a ta'wili. Wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah. So there are those verses, none knows the understanding except Allah. Like for example, alif lam mim, حرف مقطعة. Does anybody know those verses? What they mean? No. Allahu a'lam. So they try to delve into them. It means this, it means that. Or they try to count the numbers and, you know, the so-called number 19 miracle. Remember that one? Those kind of things. The calculations. And Allah never put you... لا يكلف الله نفسه وسعه. Allah never put you to start counting like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to worship Him. And even that one was flawed. So do we say the Quran is flawed? Because of that, that calculation is flawed. لَمَّا تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, when he recited this verse, قَالَ, he said, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ سَمَى اللَّهُ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. So, if you see those people who follow those allegorical, the mutashabih, those that's not so clear, alif lam mim, for example, and others, if you see those people trying to follow these mutashabihat, these verses which are mutashabih, not so clear, then he says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ سَمَّ اللَّهُ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. They are the ones Allah has mentioned, so be warned of them. This is a warning of the innovators. Don't follow the innovators. Like the other day, subhanAllah, for the first time, I never prayed janazah loudly. Behind. It's amazing. Allahu A'lam what the proof is. If somebody can enlighten us, يعني, but we never read a proof, or we never يعني, saw the ulama do this. In one masjid, they prayed janazah loudly, four takbirs, and they prayed, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salat al-Rasul, Allahu A'lam. If they have proof of this, bring it. ولكن we've never seen anyone do that from the ulama. And that's why we have to be careful. Wallah. Be careful of innovation or anything creeping. Unless we have proof, then do it, then do it. And this is why Sheikh Muhammad Banna used to be so simple, Akhi. SubhanAllah. People would come to him, big issue, simple. قال الله, قال رسول الله, قال الصحابة. Bring me this, alhamdulillah, we accept it. والله بينا أن من في قلوبهم زيغ يتقصدون الفتن. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified those people who have this deviation in their heart, this disease in their heart. And He mentioned that they actually يتقصدون الفتن. They seek fitan. They seek to split up. Just like we mentioned yesterday, the person said, my heart is inclined to splitting. Nah. When, especially when money is involved. You see, when money is involved, the person sways, because the word money in Arabic, mal, means to sway. Mala yamilu maylan. So when money is involved, the person sways and deviates. As Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi mentioned once, that mal comes from, the money means to sway. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ. As for Ahl al-Sunnah, لا. Ahl al-Sunnah, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we accept. The ayat, the ahadith, everything. And wallahi, this is a great principle. Ahl bid'ah, they don't accept every single ayah. Ahl bid'ah, they don't accept every single verse without interpreting it according to their whims and desires. They don't accept every single... Look at Hassan Saqqaf, he rejected the hadith of Ayn Allah. Where is Allah? Hadith in Sahih Muslim. What did he say? This hadith is not authentic. How? Sahih Muslim. Who preceded you in this from the ulama of hadith? Nobody. Allah. And why is it not authentic? They have to look for something else. Oh, there's one other narration far away somewhere. We found another wording where the Rasul ﷺ didn't just ask where is Allah to the slave girl, but he said, do you bear witness? So therefore, this one affirms belief. Do you bear witness? Shahada, because that's the da'wah. And this one doesn't actually affirm belief, because all he's asking is, where is Allah? So therefore, this is contradicting this hadith. So the hadith is contradictory. So we can't accept this word, and we have to accept this word. And look at how crafty they are in rejecting the hadith of Rasulullah. What the Shaykh Al-Bani said? First of all, who preceded you in this? You can't just sprout out with your own opinion all of a sudden, 1400 years later, you have your own opinion and you say this is the deen. La, Shaykh, it's not like that. This is a silsila, follow on chain, from the time of Sahaba until today. Shaykh Al-Bani, what did he say? Rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah. He said, no. First of all, if you compare the wording, there is no contradiction. It is possible Rasulullah ﷺ asked both questions, because Ahlul Sunnah, before they reject, they have to see do jama'. The first thing. So they are atashhadin, ayn Allah, ish mushkila. What is the problem that Rasulullah ﷺ asked both questions? Secondly, if you look at those wording, that wording there, compared to this wording, look at the narrators of this hadith in Sahih Muslim. All of them thiqat, kibar imma, scholars. And you look at this one, it's not the same level. So if you're going to reject one, you reject that one, not this one. Barakallahu fiqh. That's from ilm al hadith. But one who follows his desires, it blinds him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept his statements, we accept the Quran of course, without explaining away according to our whims and desires. فَلَا تَجِدُ مُبْتَدِعًا إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَتَتَبَّعَ الْمُتَشَابِهَاتِ. You will not find an innovator except that he follows the mutashabihat. Like that one in Acton, what did he say? There's no proof to say music is haram. La ilaha illallah, no proof. If we just take the actions of Sahaba, do we find them listening to music? La. Then enter dal, you're not following the example of Sahaba, because Allah ordered you to follow the examples. Example. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبِينَ وَيْتَبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You did not follow the. So what was the end result? نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّ. We'll leave him in the path he has chosen. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. It's simple. Just this verse is yakfi, qadiya. Because you didn't follow the way of Sahaba. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to Nafi', he put his hand, when he heard music, put his hand in his fingers in his ears, and he said, Ya Nafi, atasma'u shay? Do you hear anything? He didn't want to listen to music, because music doesn't go with Quran, doesn't go with the dhikr of Allah, doesn't purify the heart, it occupies you away from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. يا نافع أتسمع شيء؟ And he kept on repeating until he said no, I don't hear anything anymore. So what did this jahil say from Acton? What did he say? He said, yeah, but Nafi' didn't do that. Nafi' the tabi'i, he didn't do that, his student. Who's teacher and who's the student? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is teaching Nafi' what to do in this situation. So you are telling us we should not follow the teacher, we should follow the student, the one who is being taught. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the many verses, all of it prohibiting, clear proofs prohibiting music. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوهُ. Surah Al-Najm, last part. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. See, when the Quran was being revealed, and when the Quran was being recited, the kuffar of Quraysh, they used to hate listening to Quran. So in that sense, what did they used to do to occupy themselves from listening to Quran? They used to play music and laugh. Look at the verse where it says, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. They don't cry. They're laughing, rejoicing, playing the music. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said, سامدون means they're playing the musical instruments, playing the music. And the hadith in Bukhari, that my ummah will make haram and make halal that which is haram. And from it is ma'azif, which means musical instruments. طيب, what more do you want? And even Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, when he said that this is not authentic, he was mistaken in that. It's in Bukhari, and the Ummah of Immat al-Hadith have accepted it. Bukhari, look, subhanAllah. Bukhari and Muslim, the two most authentic books after the Quran. The Ummah have accepted these two books. The fact that the Ummah have accepted these two books as being the most authentic books after the Quran, then there's no argument. There's ijma' from the A'imma about this. But people don't want to follow that which is clear, they follow the mutashabihat. So all these verses you don't want to accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about shaitan, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ بِصَوْتِكَ, and try to lure all of them astray with your voice, with your seductive voice. And some of them say, no, it's haram except for classical music. Masallahu salam. All of it is music, isn't it? And the only time that was allowed for the daf for the children, the girls, was during Eid. So Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah says clearly, look how beautiful this is, statement. He says, you will not find an innovator except he follows the mutashabih, the doubtful matters. And even if you were to take it, يعني on face value, if you take it face value, keep away from the doubtful matters. It's from our deen, isn't it? Subhanallah. But they will delve into doubtful matters. What did Rasulullah say? Hadith Nu'man ibn Bashir in Sahih Muslim. Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin wa baynahuma umurun mushtabihat la ya'lamuhunna kathirun minan nas. The halal is clear, the haram is clear, and between them are the doubtful matters. Many people don't know them. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, in explaining this hadith, he said, this shows you that there are some who know them, and they are the ulama, and they are the ta'ifat al-mansura. It's faida. They are ta'ifat al-mansura. So many people don't know the doubtful matters, means some do know it. Who are they? The ulama, the Ahl al-Sunnah, the Salafiyun. They know this stuff. They know these affairs, and they keep away from them. لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. But listen to the next part. فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه. Whoever keeps away from the doubtful matters, he is free from blame in terms of his deen and in terms of his honor. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, in terms of his deen, he's free from blame from Allah. In terms of his honor, he's free from blame in terms of the people won't blame him. Like if somebody comes out a pub and he says, I was only drinking orange juice. He's blameworthy. Why? Because he's doubtful. You come outside a pub and you say orange juice. Yani, kaif. So people will blame him. Not everybody will know he was drinking orange juice. So they think he was drinking alcohol because he put shubahat around himself. So he's not free from blame. Why? Because he caused doubt upon himself by doing that. And also, كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى. Huh? Just like a shepherd, huh? Whose sheep is with him, hovering around at the boundary. Huh? يخشى أن يرتاع فيه. It is feared that they will actually go and trespass that beyond that boundary. أَلَا لِكُلِّ مَلَكٍ حِمَى. Ala inna himallah maharimuh. Indeed, every king, every leader has a boundary. And what is the boundary of Allah? His maharim, his forbidden matters. Don't go into those. Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kulluh wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kulluh ala wa hiya al qalb. And in that there is a piece of flesh in your body. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. So keeping away from the doubtful matters is from our deen. But they want to delve into the doubtful matters. He says the innovators, they delve into them. Wa huwa yatatabba' al mutashabihat min kalam Allah ta'ala aw min kalam Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam aw min kalam ulama al Islam li yudhilla an nas fi dhalika bi mithli hadhihi al shubuhat allati yatatabba'uha. Subhanallah. So he will look for a verse, look for a hadith, look for a statement from the alim to misguide the people. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, following the mutashabihat. You see, Allah said that. So therefore, la ilaha illallah, cut and paste. Wa hadha amrun waqi' fi al qadim wal hadith. And this is something which is clear and it apparent and it occurs in the past as well as in the present days. فلا ترى منحرفا عن منهج أهل السنة والجماعة إلا وهو يتبع هذه الشبهات. You will not find a deviated person who deviates away from Ahl Sunnah except that he follows these shubuhat, the doubtful matters. ليقذف في قلوب الناس الفتن, such that he may put into the hearts of the people fitan. مع الأسف الشديد. And how sorry we are to hear that, to know that. ونسأل الله, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تبارك الله, تبارك وتعالى, أن يرزقنا وإياكم, that he blesses us and you to hold on to the book of Allah and to keep far away from bid'ah and the doubtful matters and following one's desires. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, وكل بدعة ضلالة, and every innovation is misguidance. أخذها من الحديث, he took it from the hadith. إياكم ومحدثات الأمور, be warned of the newly invented matters. فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة, for every newly invented matter is innovation and every innovation is misguidance. So Sheikh Rabi Habullah says, فكل بدعة صغرت أو كبرت, every innovation, whether it is small or big, هي ضلالة لا شك, it is misguidance, no doubt, even is small. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says in Majmu' al-Fatawa, bid'ah starts hand span, then arm's length, then so on, and then so on, and so on, then becomes 1 mile, and then so on and so forth. And the bid'ah of who? Of the ones in the halaq, you know, the in Sunan al-Darimi, group of people in the masjid. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna says they were in the best place, but still they were being refuted by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. They were in the best place. They weren't even in the market. They were in the best place, the masjid. But what were they doing? A bid'ah. Say la ilaha illallah. Say Allahu Akbar with pebble stones, one in the middle, and everyone doing in unison, in jama'ah, like the Sufis do nowadays. All together, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Or just Allah, Allah, Allah is, without finishing the sentence. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Allah. When Ibn Mas'ud saw them, he said, what are you doing? He said, they said, we are doing dhikr Allah. We are remembering Allah. He says, you better count your sins. عُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Count your sins. وَمَا أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ. We didn't intend except good. We all intended good. He says, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُدْرِكْهُ. How many people intend good, never reach it. And how, O Ummat Muhammad, you rush to destruction. The Prophet's utensils, they haven't been broken, his clothes haven't worn out, and yet you rush to destruction. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ فَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ صَغُرَتْ أَوْ كَبُرَتْ هِيَ ضَلَالَةٌ. And the narrator of that narration of Sunan al-Darimi, he says, we saw them fighting against us in Yawm al-Nahrawan, the day where the Khawarij were fighting the Sahaba. They were the same ones who were, those who were fighting us, they were in that halaqa doing that bid'ah. So look how bid'ah starts small. Eventually, they were killing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So bid'ah is evil, and it is greater than any major sin. Bid'ah, innovation. Why? Sin is a sin. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, he died 161 Hijriya, he said, bid'ah is worse than sin, because a person may repent from his sin but not repent from his bid'ah, because he thinks he's doing good. And he said, bid'ah is more pleasing to Iblis than sin. وَمَنْ قَالَ غَيْرَ هَذَا فَقَدْ خَالَفَ النَّصِ. And whoever says other than this hadith, then he has gone against this hadith, the text. الْوَاضِحَ الْجَلِيِّ, which is clear. خَالَفَ هَذِهِ الْكُلِّيَّ الَّتِي قَالَ رَسُولُ. He went against or opposed what Rasulullah SAW said when he said all of bid'ah is misguidance. When he says bid'ah hasana, he has opposed Rasulullah SAW. وَكَانَ يَخْطُبُ بِهَا. The Messenger SAW would, whenever he gave a sermon, he would mention this time and time again. And you want to bring bid'ah. كَانَ يَخْطُبُ بِهَا فِي جُلِّ خُطَبِهِ. In most of his khutab or sermons, or kullaha, or all of it. أَمَّا بَعْدْ, he would say, فإن خير الحديث كلام الله. The best speech is the speech of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best example is the example of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matters. وكل محدثة بدعة. And every introduced affair is an innovation. وكل بدعة ضلالة. And every innovation is misguidance. As in حديث صحيح مسلم. هذا في صحيح مسلم من حديث جابر. This is in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Jabir. هذه خطبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التي كان إذا خطب بها اشتد غضبه. When he began his khutbah with this خطبة الحاجة, he became angry, as if he's angry, يعني, because what is coming is serious. Don't fall into innovation. وعلى صوته, وعلى صوته, and his صوت, his voice became loud. وحمر وجهه, and his face became red. كأنه منذر جيش, كأنه منذر جيش, as if he is a general of of soldiers, an army, and he's telling them what to do, ordering them what to do. He would say, صباحكم أو مساكم عليه الصلاة والسلام لخطورة البدع وشدتها وخطرها على الأمة. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, because of this bid'ah, he would use the same wording that he will, as the wording that they were used for governing the jaysh and getting them prepared and so on and so forth. صباحكم أو مساكم, getting them prepared. Subhanallah, as if he is in leading an army, showing them the seriousness of innovation upon the ummah. وهي ضلالة ومن يقول بدعة حسنة أو بدعة سيئة هذه مخالف مصادم لهذه الكلية الصادرة عمن لا ينطق عن الهوى. Whoever says بدعة حسنة أو بدعة سيئة, a bad evil بدعة and a good بدعة, this goes against what Rasulullah SAW said, and he's following his desires. مع الأسف الشديد, يعني, unfortunately. ومنهم من يقسم البدع إلى واجبات ومستحبات. There are some who say that بدعة, there's some wajib بدعة that you can do, and there's بدعة which is مستحبة, which is preferable to do, and there's بدعة محرمة, بدعة which is حرام. So they يعني mention these five categories of بدعة. وهذا غلط, and this is incorrect. فإن الوجوب لا يثبت إلا بالدليل, because an obligation is not affirmed unless you have proof. So if you have proof, then it's sunnah. How could it be called bid'ah? He says, فإذا ثبت ما يسميه بدعه بالدليل الموجب فهذه ليست بدعه. It's not بدعه. وإذا ثبتت بالدليل الذي يفيد الاستحباب فليست ببدعه. And again, if there is proof to show that it is preferable to do this act of worship, it's not bid'ah. This is preferable. It's sunnah. هذه سنة ليست ببدعه. فالتقسيم هذا غلط. يعني يحمل في طياته الخطأ الواضح. This clearly is an error. And just to add to that, just so the يعني, because here in the Dawah you have many people coming from this angle, and they will say to you, there is one of the scholars, Ibn Abi al-Izz, he mentioned these taqsimat, these five categories of bid'ah, the wajib, the mustahab, and many of the misguided groups. Supposedly the intellectualists, intellectual modernist Sufis, they would use his statement, and they have used his statement, but his statement was refuted by scholars. Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah refuted this taqsimat al-bid'ah in his book Al-I'tisam from the 8th century, more than 600-700 years ago. He refuted this. So if he was alone in saying this, we still say it's wrong and his time. But even at that time, you have ulama who refuted it and refuted his statement. Why? Because you cannot have bid'ah wajiba, bid'ah mustahabba. All bid'ah is misguidance. And enough for us, and who's better for us than Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, when he said kullu bid'atin dalala wa in ra'aha an-nas hasana, every innovation is misguided, even if the people see it as good. And as for those who bring those mutashabihat, like Nuhayman bin Kala, he says, oh, but some of the Sahaba, they made ijtihad in some ibadat. But you see, the Rasul ﷺ, he affirmed that what they did was correct. If he ﷺ said what you have done is wrong, then we will follow them in that. But the fact that there is affirmation from Rasulullah ﷺ in a part of dhikr or something that they have mentioned, then this affirmation is sunnah, because sunnah is not only from his statement, his action, and also sunnah taqririyya, sunnah which is affirmation. From his presence, he kept quiet about it, or he agreed to it. وَمِنْ أُصُولِ السُّنَّةِ, he says, تَرْكُ الْخُصُومَاتِ وَالْجُلُوسُ مَعَ أَصْحَابِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. And from our usul of عَقِيدَةِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ is to leave off disputations, argumentations, and sitting with the people of desires. لَا تُكْثِرْ مِنَ الْجِدَالِ, don't argue much. لَا تُخَاصِمْ, and do not dispute. إلا في الموقع الذي ترى فيه الفائدة, except in a place where you see there is some benefit. لمن يطلبها, from the one who seeks it. So maybe you find somebody, he says, إنسان يريد يناقشك, one who wants to debate with you, ليصل إلى الحق, such that he can reach the truth. And you have some people like that. تأكدت منه تفضل, you are clear that that's what he seeks, Alhamdulillah, go ahead, advise him with ways that are good. وَجَادِنُ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. أَمَّا إِنسَانٌ, as for insan, sorry, أَمَّا إِنسَان يُرِيدُ أَن يُغَالِطَ, he just wants to, يَحْمَكَ اللَّهُ, he just wants to make you wrong. That's all he wants to do. Whether he's right or wrong, he just wants to make you wrong. أَوْ يُصَارِعْ, أَوْ يُصَارِعْ وَأَن يَغْلُبَ, that's what he's concerned with, is just to overcome you, and he's just to win and be better than you in argumentation. هَذَا لَا تُجَادِلْهُ, don't argue with this person. هَذَا مِنَ الْمِرَاءَ وَالْمَذْمُومِ, this is from the despised argumentation. وَمِنَ الْخُصُومَاتِ فِي الدِّينِ, and from disputation in the deen. وَالْخُصُومَاتِ الْمَذْمُومَةِ, which is despised. فَلَا تُخَاصِمْ, do not argue. وَلَا تَمَارْ, بارك الله فيكم. والحكيم يضع الأمور في مواضعها, and the حكيم, the wise one, is the one who puts things in its proper place. فمن يحتاج إلى أن تزيل عنه أو أن تزيل عنه الشبهة فبين له, whoever wants that a shubha is removed from him, a doubt is removed from him, clarify to him بالأخذ والرد, by giving and taking. وبالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة, with wisdom and beautiful preaching. لا على سبيل المغالبة, not because you just want to overcome that person, ولكن على سبيل بيان الحق وتوضيحه وإرشاد مثل هذا المسترشد, and this is because you seek to clarify to him the correct position regarding the one who is seeking it. والجلوس, and as for sitting with the people of desires, means don't sit with them. Don't sit with the people of desires, because sitting with the people of desires will lead you to zayg, deviation, in most cases. وكثير من الناس, and many people, يغترون, they are deceived with what they have. They think they have something. They think they know better. Subhanallah. And look in the past how the a'imma used to be. When the ahl bid'ah used to come and say, let me just recite to you one verse. They'll say, not even half of us. Because farid, that you will explain it in the way you will explain it. Or a shubha that you will put in my heart, that I can't get it out. فَيُخَالِطُونَ أَهْلِ bid'ah. Some people, they are too amused with themselves. And they think they are safe. And so they say, no, I'm just going to advise the people of innovation. I'm going to go with them to advise them. وَيُعَاشِرُونَهُمْ, and they live with them, or they mix with them. فَيَكِلُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, so Allah leaves them to themselves. فَيَقَعُونَ فِي الضَّلَالِ, and they fall into misguidance. And this is the same advice that Sheikh Rabi' said to Maghrawi, he said the same thing. Don't go with the Hiyaturath. He said, me? I will go deep. He was surprised. He said, nah, you will be deviated if you go with them or with those who they go with. and he couldn't believe it, and now the situation became worse. And that's the same with everybody. If that is that at that level, how about us? SubhanAllah, we need to look after our heart much more. هذا شيء ملموس. This is something which is well known and through experience. وأشار إلى هذا الإمام ابن بطة. Ibn Battah rahimahullah mentioned this. He said, عرفنا أناسا. We used to know some people. كانوا يسبون ويلعنون أهل البدع. They used to curse and revile the innovators. Look, in the past they used to revile them and curse them. فجالسوهم, and they sat with them. Later, they sat with them. وعاشروهم, and they mixed with them. فأصبحوا منهم, so they became from them. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذا ملموس في هذا في كل زمان ومكان. And this is known in every time and place. وقد اختار بعض الناس بأنفسهم من كبار الناس. And some of them, felt they were safe from the كبار الناس, from the elders, not like us, older in knowledge and so on. من كبار الناس فوقعوا في هوة البدع, and they fell into the following the desires of innovation. مع الأسف الشديد ولا نريد أن نسمي, and we don't want to mention their names. هم معروفون عند طلاب العلم, they are known amongst the students of knowledge. والجلوس مع أصحاب الأهواء, so sitting with the people of desires, يعني يحتج على ذلك. وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره. And this is from the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you see a people who are speaking about our verses, our signs, then keep away from them. A'rid, keep away from them until they change their subject. يعني until they change the topic. فَلَا تَقْعُدْ مَعَهُمْ, so don't sit with them. لَنَا هَؤُلَا يَخُوضُونَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, because they are the ones who speak about the book of Allah. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, and they speak about Allah without knowledge. فَالْبِدْعُ قَائِمَةٌ, so bid'ah is something which is present. على الخوض في دين الله والخوض في كتاب الله, for those who enter and speak about the book of Allah, نعم, and speak about the religion of Allah. ونسبة هذا الباطل إلى كتاب الله وإلى سنة الرسول فيجب مفارقتهم. And what they do is they ascribe their futility to the book of Allah, and they describe their futility to the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it's obligatory that you be free from them and you do not mix with them. والرسول كما قرأنا, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we have just read, he said, فإذا رأيت الذين يتبعون ما تشابه منه فأولئك الذين سمى الله فاحذروهم. So you see people like that, they are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, keep away from them. Keep away from them. Be warned away from them. هذا أيضا من النصوص المحذرة. This is also from the clear text which warn us from sitting with the people of innovation. هناك أناس أهل الجهل. Also, there are some people who are ignorant. ومخدوعون, and they are deceived. وأنت عندك علم, and you have knowledge enough to show them the burhan, the proof. تدعوهم إلى الحق, call them. You call them to the truth, and you clarify that truth to them. فلا بأس, there is no harm in that. وأما أن تجالسهم, وأما أن تجالسهم, as for sitting with them, على سبيل المخادنة والمصادقة, you sit with them because of friendship, want to be amicable with them, والمحبة and love, والعشرة and having good companionship with them, وما شاكل ذلك فهذا خطأ يجر إلى الضلال. This is mistake, it will lead you to misguidance. ويجب على العاقل أن يتجنبه, and it is a must for the one who's sane to keep away from that, keep away from sitting with them. Like the ones who say go to the Ahl Bid'ah Masajid and give da'wah. You go to the Masajid, you give da'wah to Tawheed, mashallah, tabarakallah. Afterwards what? You increase their numbers, and after that they will bring bid'ah. You increase the numbers to listen to bid'ah afterwards. So increase the numbers of Ahl al-Sunnah, not Ahl al-Bid'ah. وَقَدْ حَذَّرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضُ الصَّحَابَةِ كَيْبْنَ عَبَّاسِ وَبَعْضَ أَئِمَّةِ التَّابِعِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, and other than them from the scholars of the Tabi'een, كَأَيُّوبُ السِّخْطِيَانِ وَإِبْنُ سِيرِينَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. All of them, they used to forbid innovation and sitting with the people of innovation, and other than them from the Ahl al-Ilm, كان الواحد منهم لا يستمع إلى صاحب بدعة حتى ولو عرض عليه أن يقرأ عليه حديثا أو آية فيقول لا فيقول له لماذا قال إن قلبي ليس بيدي. Why he's afraid to listen to the innovator? Even if a hadith is mentioned to him from this innovator or ayah, he says, because my heart is not in my hands. And that is in line with the hadith where Rasulullah said, قُلُوبُ الْعِبَادِ بَيْنَ أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. The hearts of Allah's slaves are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. He changes it how he wills. So you are not in control of your heart. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أخشى أن يقذف في قلبي فتنة. I fear that some fitna will be put into my heart because I sat with this innovator. فلا أستطيع أن أتنزعها. I'm not able to remove it. فالسلامة لا يعدلها شيء. There is nothing equal to being secure. فلا يعرضن الإنسان نفسه. So the person should not put himself in a place of fitna, a situation of fitna, especially if he is a weak person. Na'am, we'll stop there inshallah and we'll continue tomorrow. That is not mentioned here, you know. يكون الناس من أمتي.
It's not mentioned here.
Maybe, yeah, sahih. We just missed this. Baba just mentioned that we just missed this section here. يكون أناس من في أمتي يأتونكم بما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباءكم فإياكم وإياهم. نعم. There will be people from my ummah who will come to you, and they will يأتونكم. They will come to you with things that you haven't heard. How true that is. You know your forefathers, يعني those who came before you. فإياكم وإياهم. So be warned. So be careful. And be warned from what they have come. يعني they're bringing you new things. This hadith actually is in Sahih Muslim. هذا أيضا من النصوص المحذرة من مجالس الحديث. This is also warning you from sitting from the people of with the people of desires. So with that we end. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.